The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the Department of Philosophy, Professor Beth Oljar.
Greetings and philosophical salutations.
Excellent. What kind of philosophical salutations?
Oh,
can you think of any?
If I don't think about it, is it really as hot as it seems?
Probably not.
Are
honestly.
We really here?
You know. Oh, wow. Are we dreaming? You made a big jump right there. Hot reality. Oh, you blew my mind.
If a tree falls in the woods and there's no one there, does it create heat also?
Well, whether it we actually have an answer to whether it makes a sound.
Well, we can know that from, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
There's all sorts of things going on in the studio right now.
Lordy.
Some more savory than others. Some sweeter
Jason
than others.
Jason is being bad.
He's just, you know, it's okay. Being a troublemaker is fun.
T-shirt that related to what we were talking about off air. So.
Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies, how are you?
Apparently I'm communicating through T-shirts that I Google.
It's okay. It's okay. It's a time-honored tradition to communicate through Google and T-shirts.
Like yours.
Well, sort of.
It says, you know, not that kind of doctor.
Yes.
You should tell.
Yes.
Just don't communicate through phone kind of fingers.
Yes. All you'll appreciate with your cell phone out that this morning I had, for lack of a better description, a door prize for whoever in my recitation had a birthday that was next. And the guy gets up and says, I think it's me. My birthday's today. And I'm like, okay, if you can prove it to me, I'll give you this little, you know, giveaway or whatever. And he whips out his phone and shows me all the people wishing him happy birthday on Facebook. I'm like, well, that's better than a driver's license. It's got to be true at this point, right?
Have you guys also seen other people, they delete their birthdays as it comes up to their birthday? Because they're
really?
Facebook? Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Because you'll get flooded with Facebook.
Now, your student did not have some sort of picture ID.
No.
He couldn't vote in North Carolina.
Oh, he might not be able to vote anyway.
What if he's got a Facebook picture? That's an ID.
Oh, that's an ID. That counts. That's good for getting over the international border, too.
Not in my country.
Here's the comforting thought, Jim, that apparently they haven't just given up on democracy in North Carolina like we have in large parts of Michigan.
Why is that?
Yeah, they have in some parts.
Oh, so you don't even get to take comfort in that.
Oh, my. Not sure what to say about that.
But
we're going to elect a mayor in Detroit, and it's like, what for? Kevin
Orr
can do whatever he
wants. That is true.
And it's a figurehead.
The votes don't count anyway.
Yeah, the votes don't count anyway.
No longer solves problems using democracy in parts of Michigan.
It is true.
It's frightening.
It is true. Dan, what do you feel about the state of the Democratic Republic?
Democratic Republic of Georgia?
I give Mayor some advice. Stop watching news on TV and stop reading news. Just stop.
And stop reading and listening and watching.
Because
you can't do it.
It's all,
how do you know what's going on?
I try to read. I watch
The Onion.
And I read The Onion.
Okay.
Seriously, that makes my day.
I mean, Daily Show and Colbert are actually pretty much.
Okay, I could watch The Daily Show.
We're great.
Well, I was talking about network and cable.
Right.
It's not news. It's
how would you have known about Twerkgate if you didn't have CNN.com?
The Onion.
He watches the VMA. Dan was in the front row.
I was not watching the VMA.
Well, the university.
And why
study
is MTV still doing video? They haven't shown
record,
a video on MTV.
First
like,
thing that I said to my students the next day, Dan, I go, wait. Do you guys actually watch MTV? That was my first thing. I'm like, no one watched this.
Actually, the question really is there still MTV?
Yeah. It's just a bunch of reality TV crap now, I think.
Yeah. Everything is.
Anyway, it's a small group of pointless people who are celebrating their self-importance.
There is a philosophical question for you.
There you go.
Is not reality TV as we know it an oxymoron?
No, it's a sign of the coming apocalypse.
Well,
however, it is
sign of the end of days.
Art imitating life, because now we have the Republican Party of Louisiana planning to run one of the Duck Dynasty guys for office. He's one of the younger guys.
Oh, okay.
We're a mega crocodile.
I don't watch it. I just see the commercial.
Wow.
You heard on The Onion.
Wow. Unbelievable. So Professor Jim Tubbs has told us there's some weird things going on in the, what do you say, the backwoods of North Carolina? Or the areas of
the woods?
Just the state legislature and the school system that they've cut most of the funding for.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Definitely heard about that.
To get back to Dan's question, there was actually a university study a couple of years ago where they demonstrated conclusively that if you want to follow current events and be accurate, better to watch The Daily Show than many of the cable news shows.
Yeah, that much is true. That much is true, for sure. And that, of course, being the voice of Professor Roy Finkenbein. Professor Dave Chow works in the city of Detroit.
Unfortunately, at times, yes, I do.
So everything's very cool at CCS. That's what you told us.
It's actually balmy and frigid. We've actually been told to wear jackets.
Okay. Balmy and frigid.
Yeah.
Am I missing something?
No, it depends where you're at on campus. That's
got
all.
It. Okay.
We were talking earlier about the
ice age. Hit it there faster.
Oh, no, no, no. Like the glassblowing department, the jewelers over there are sweating while...
So the same place at the same time is not both balmy and frigid. Those seem to be
in the doorway.
Opposite properties. Okay.
In the doorway. Oh, in the doorway.
My, oh my. Professor Diane Manica, let's bring this all home so we can get to our questions here.
Well,
how are you?
I was just contemplating the temperature in the hall where our offices are.
in Reno Hall.
And the words balmy and frigid did not come to mind.
Balmy is closer.
Yeah.
Got it.
Frigid doesn't work.
Got it.
I walked into class the other day and said to my students, well, now you know what it's like to go to school in a rainforest. In case you're wondering.
Yep. That's all I've got to say.
Right.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stop the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When last we left our professors, we were taking some questions from Amy Dixon, our long-lost fan from Port Angeles, Washington. Had a few more to go here. She sent us 20 questions, and we are almost two-thirds through. What country is also known as the Pearl of the Antilles?
What's down there?
Remember we had that
the
question
Pearl?
Set where it was all city nicknames?
What, Martinique?
It's not Martinique.
Like Havana?
Cuba is what it says
Cuba.
Here. Yeah, the Pearl of the Antilles is the island of Cuba.
Fidel made that up, right?
It's
a new marketing scheme. Exactly. There are 8 United States capitals made up of 2 words. What are they?
All 8 of them?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Oh, darn.
We're going to
need
all 8.
Jefferson City.
Jefferson City.
Lansing.
No.
Oh, Baton Rouge.
I like Albany, right?
Baton Rouge.
Okay.
We have Baton Rouge and Jefferson City.
Tallahassee.
No.
Juneau, Alaska?
No.
But you do.
Boy, we are stinking up the place with these
There's
capitals.
8? I don't believe that.
How
Santa
about
Fe.
Santa Fe.
Okay.
Oh,
what else?
How about Nevada?
Carson City.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about Iowa?
Iowa City?
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
How about Arkansas?
Little Rock.
How about Minnesota?
St. Paul.
And last but not least, Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City.
Bingo. Nice. All 8.
Nice. Wow.
Sorry, I did not.
We're only able to scratch out 3
okay,
without
I
wrong.
Do going
like
through
the
math
again.
In my head, sort of thinking about...
I just kept doing everything as 2 syllables after what Jason said.
Insane.
Augusta.
That's 3.
So Tallahassee would be what, 4 words?
Raleigh.
That's 4.
Columbia.
Syllables for our words.
Name the 3 bands Neil Young was affiliated with.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
The Blue Notes?
No.
No, it's Harold Melvin, isn't it?
I'm getting him confused with Eric Clapton because I keep wanting to say Cream and the Yardbirds.
I've never gotten Neil Young confused with Eric.
Same, one band was the same name as a very famous... Native people, person of the United States.
Oh boy.
Whose name includes a part that's rather equine.
Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse.
Right.
Okay.
And
in Buffalo Springfield.
Buffalo Springfield was the first one. Absolutely.
Mm. Yay, me.
Mm-hmm. Name the 3 women to play Catwoman opposite Adam West.
Julie Newmar,
mm-hmm.
Eartha Kitt, Lee Meriwether.
Correct.
Wow.
In chronological
I'm glad
order.
You added the last part because I was ready to go to to Sheldon's listing of his least favorite cat women.
Least favorite cat women.
Which would be, what, Halle Berry?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Just tops Uma, on my list.
No, Michelle Pfeiffer.
And Anne Hathaway.
Well, he had to adjust when remembered Lee Merriweather.
Right, yeah. Ooh, right.
When was that?
Who I can't think of her without thinking of Barnaby Jones, but that's betrays my age.
Which of the Star Trek spinoffs was the first one created without the direct input of Gene Roddenberry, because, of course, he had passed?
Voyager?
Not Voyager.
DS9?
DS9 is the answer, yes. Deep Space Nine. Who is the actor that plays Pee-wee Herman?
Paul Rubens.
Yes, absolutely. I just made a Pee-wee Herman joke in lecture already this week, and it's just really depressing to think of.
No.
Nobody got it, right?
Classic Pee-wee Herman.
That hasn't worked for a long time.
I know, but I made some sort of sweeping statement that was all-inclusive, and then, of course, it's a science class, so the exceptions come after, you know? So I said, everybody I know has got a big butt, and then I drew butt on the board really, really big, you know? And they're like, I don't get it. Obviously, you guys don't either. It's okay.
We should have been there, right? It should have been there.
Who was the first hearing-impaired person to win an Academy Award,
Marley
and
Matlin.
For what movie?
Children of a Lesser God.
Right on.
Great movie.
Spot on, Professor Oljar.
It's a great movie.
Excellent. Excellent work. We're moving on to another set of questions here. You can't stop me. Dear props, it's been a while since I've sent in new questions. Here are 15 new questions I managed to cobble together during a long lunch at my neighborhood sub shop. After all, it's over 100 degrees here in Las Vegas. I hope they're well received on your show. Michelle Horner of Las Vegas, Nevada. Degrees.
At least it's drier there.
Yeah, it's dry heat.
I hope there was air conditioning.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you,
Send
Michelle.
Send more. And air conditioning.
Please do.
We're what melting US, right. sympathy.
What U.S. city has neighborhoods named Fay Wright, Grant, Highland, Lansing, Morningside, and Sunny Slope?
Sunny
Chicago?
Slope?
Not Chicago. This is a western city.
It's not San Fran.
It's not Portland, but it's in Oregon.
Beaverton?
Nope.
Tell me the names again.
Fay Wright, Grant, Highland, Lansing, Morningside, Sunny Slope.
Salem?
Salem, the capital of Oregon. Salem. It makes
perfect
Not Salam, but Salem.
Salam. Yeah,
I
exactly.
applied for a job at the university there.
What's the university? Oh, it's...
Willamette.
Willamette, that's
not
right.
Not Willamette.
Mm-hmm. Willamette. What culinary delicacy is usually made from sheep hearts, liver, lung, minced with onion, oatmeal, suet, mixed with stock, and encased in the animal stomach?
Haggis.
Haggis.
Oh, lovely haggis. Oh,
pipe in the haggis.
Oh. Culinary delicacy, I don't know.
It is.
Not that it was, Scott. And it was like corn sheep hash. That's what it tasted
it's
like.
It's true.
I thought it was like sausage.
Scott.
But fry it up in chicken breading it's a lot better.
Yeah. It's true.
Put bacon on it.
Based on North American sales, 31% of PepsiCo's annual income comes from which of its divisions?
Pepsi.
It's Tasty, Tasty Divisions. It is not like Pepsi Cola.
Taco Bell or something like that?
7-Up?
Not Taco Bell, Hardee's? Not 7-Up.
Oh,
KFC?
Oh, food divisions.
It could be a food division. No.
Think of Taco Bell, but
they make lots of really tasty things. That wasn't a good enough clue, huh? How about salty snacks?
Oh, Frito-Lay?
Frito-Lay is 31%.
Wow.
Lay's,
we all
can't
had that Dan
one.
Quayle spelling bee look on our faces.
We're developing in America.
I'm telling you, Fritos are one of the greatest inventions.
Fritos Scoops. And Cheetos Scoops. And Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh my gosh.
So you can't just
are Doritos Frito-Lays? Yes.
I think they are. Yeah, I think they are Frito-Lays.
Oh, bring on the salty, crunchy carbs.
Yep. Who are the two main stars of the TV show Hee Haw?
Roy Clark
and Buck Owens.
And Buck Owens. Wow.
The
you guys sort of did that like we're a comedy.
Despair. Yeah.
What about Minnie Pearl?
Minnie Pearl.
Ow!
If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Gloom, we despair, don't know that.
And agony on
me. Wow.
Notice there's an age difference. Diane and Chuck.
No, I didn't know that. I never watched.
Obviously a regional difference.
The rest of us are cowering in the corner.
Even I'm.
And there'd be somebody over on the side chewing on straw.
Cindy Greco sang this TV sitcom's opening theme song. What was the name of the show and what was the name of the song?
Laverne and Shirley?
Mm-hmm.
The song
making our dreams come true.
Making our dreams come true. Yes, absolutely. continuation. What actor played Shirley Feeney's brother on the Laverne and Shirley show?
She had a brother?
She had a mm-hmm. brother, Bobby Feeney, mm-hmm. who played him. Let's see. This is a celebrity who's particularly known for his green attitude.
Green?
Particularly green, especially when it comes to energy.
You say a singer?
Celebrity.
Oh. Celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
Alec Baldwin?
No.
Is he tall with blonde hair?
Possibly.
Ed Begley Jr.
Ed Begley Jr., yes, was Bobby Feeney.
He's apparently. A bit crazy on that.
Yeah, he's all into the green car thing, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. I say crazy, he's committed.
He's committed. He's very committed.
Very focused.
Which he should be committed. Is that what Dan said? Which U.S. president presided over the dedication of the Statue of Liberty?
Ooh, that would be Benjamin Harris?
That's what it says.
Could be McKinley. We didn't
Grover know. Cleveland.
It says Cleveland.
Cleveland. Yep.
Oh, yeah, he had maybe. I knew it was the 1880s. Yeah. I was just trying to get to the right guy.
There you go.
Two chances.
By the way, have you heard the scoop on Chester A. Arthur?
What?
Lay they have been born in Canada.
Oh my God! Because of the town. The town is one of those towns where the town is on both sides of the border. That's right. Wow. Where was his birth?
I'm going to renounce my Canadian citizenship.
I won't.
Ex post facto.
I'm telling you, if Ted Cruz actually got the Republican nomination for president, which he won't, nobody would ask to see his.
You know what's scary? He actually looks like a young Joe McCarthy.
I know it's frightening, but he thinks that's a compliment.
Yes. Well, what I love is that all his degrees are from Harvard and Yale, and he spends all his time trashing them.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't it any worse than Santorum talking about public education, too?
Oh, yeah. With his 3 degrees.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which state's quarter has an image of Chimney Rock?
Chimney Rock, Nebraska.
Nebraska, that's correct. Absolutely. Which country produces the most concentrated uranium oxides? Everybody knows this.
Australia?
U.S.
27.9%. It's not the U.S. It's not Australia.
Oh, Canada.
It's Canada.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Wow.
The great unmined north. That's right. Who provided the voice for Miss Spider in the animated James and the Giant Peach? It's kind of a freaky little movie.
That's got to be up your alley, Dave.
It's a great story.
Like Susan Sarandon.
It was Susan Sarandon. That's right. Very well done.
My friend was the designer for James and the Giant Peach.
Nice.
Okay. This is going to be rough, but I think you guys can do it.
Oh.
Name all 9 of the tracks in order on Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Oh. I thought you were going to say all 9 Supreme Court Justices.
Hey, that I could have done.
I know, exactly.
Well, if it was that, have you seen the new picture of Notorious RBG?
I am not.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, no. Do we have to name them in order?
In order?
Yeah. What if I give you the first one? Do you want to try from there?
Is it Thriller?
It is not.
PYT? Oh,
question over. It's Wannabe Startin' Something. It's the first one.
Okay.
Billie Jean?
Nope.
Beat it?
I mean, all these things are certainly on
Beat
there.
It.
But the
Wasn't
next
that
one
for
is
a time the state song of Oregon?
Initials BBM.
That's the song, BBM?
No. Initials for the song.
B.
Baby Be Mine was the next song.
Oh, I don't even remember.
I actually never owned that album.
Me neither.
Oh, my gosh. I think my heart just stopped.
You don't own Thriller?
You can download it for
we
free.
We are significantly older than you are.
My husband does, but no, it kind of came out at the same time as Born in the USA, and I was like,
that's all right.
People were trying to convince me that Michael Jackson was more talented than Bruce Springsteen, and I was like, oh, please, come on.
The next
and
track,
I think he was really talented.
The next track was the duet
with Paul McCartney.
Oh, Say.
And Ebony and Ivory?
No.
Or is this one with Stevie Wonder?
Oh, it's not Say. That was on Paul McCartney's album. Then they did another duet that was
The Girl Is Mine.
The Girl Is Mine. That is correct. Next was Thriller, then Beat It, then Billie Jean, and we have 3 more.
Man in the Mirror, was that on this album?
Mm-mm.
That was later.
It's actually one of my favorites.
Initials HN.
Human Nature.
Human Nature.
That's a good song.
One you already told me, Pretty Young Thing, and it ends with what?
Thriller.
Nope, we already did Thriller. Mm-hmm. The Lady in My Life was the last track.
Oh, yeah.
I like that kind of question. I could have gotten something.
Yeah, really.
Like that.
I could if it were about a different artist. If it had been about a Steely Dan album, I would have been.
Yeah.
Sure.
I just watched The Wiz on TV last night.
I saw that a couple weeks ago. It's really bad.
Not
at the time. You know, it was interesting.
There was a lot of bad stuff in the 70s. It wasn't just Richard Nixon.
Richard Pryor as The Wiz, though.
Clothing was one thing that was pretty bad.
Oh, please, yeah.
Sports and Ask the Professor. Flashback 1995.
Who said, only in a police state is the job of a policeman easy?
Gore Vidal.
No. No, it's an American actor, cop. Director, filmmaker, stage director, theater.
Orson Welles.
That's right. All right. Orson Welles. That's right. Who said, moral indignation, jealousy with a halo?
Ooh.
That's nice.
Oh, Sarah.
Is that Amber White?
Said it.
No. And just joining us from the Department of History, the chairman of that department, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Somebody Sarah. Sitting in my chair. Out of my forage bowl.
Goldilocks.
What about your bed?
Nobody's sleeping in my
okay.
bed.
Okay.
Oh, you poor love.
Okay. Which Major League Baseball team has minor leagues called the Norfolk Tides, that's AAA, the Bowie Bay Sox, AA, and the Aberdeen Ironbirds?
Is it still the Mets?
Short season.
Atlanta
Mets.
Braves?
Because the Tides were the Mets when I was down
yeah.
there.
Yeah, not the Braves. Not the Mets.
Bay Sox, I'll guess Boston. No?
East Side, you're getting closer.
Baltimore?
Oakland? Baltimore. It's Baltimore. The Orioles, yes.
Okay. Oh, East Side.
Mm-hmm.
Of what?
Country. Coast.
The United States. The country we live in.
Well,
you know?
Said, I mean, Macomb County.
No, I didn't say San Francisco.
Oh. I said Boston.
No, he didn't.
I said both sides.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I thought you said San Francisco.
That's right. East of Fort Worth.
There is a mammal that can actually see part of the ultraviolet spectrum. Do you know which mammal it is? We have a lot of them in Michigan.
Wolverines?
Nope.
No, we don't have many of those.
No, they're not native to Michigan.
Is it deer? Actually, I'm sorry. I jumped a little too far ahead. We don't have any of these.
Oh.
However, Alaska has a ton of
them. Otters?
Nope.
Alaska?
Wolves?
Nope.
Narwhals.
Sasquatch? Sasquatch, we have those in Michigan.
I really feel strongly that Santa Claus will know the answer to this question.
Reindeer?
It's reindeer, actually. Ah. It's ultraviolet, which is kind
of
cool.
Yeah, especially if they live that far north.
Some of those in the UP.
Did they ask them? How would they know?
Well, they got them to pull out their answer to the eye test.
Can you read the letter?
Yes, to S.
Yeah, they have to pull out their answer using a hoof keyboard.
What Hanna-Barbera cartoon character had friends named Tinker, Mark, and Debbie? A very distinctive way of talking. This character did. I know, Dave.
Space Ghost?
It.
No. It
that's
the car.
Ghost.
The
yes,
little car.
He's a little car.
The little dune buggy.
Yep. His name was?
Speed Buggy.
Speed Buggy.
Speed
Buggy. Correct.
Speed Buggy.
God awful. So you remember it.
Of course I remembered it.
I quit watching cartoons at 40.
Don't worry, you haven't missed much.
What noted author wrote the novel Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Oh, that is an odd movie, by the way.
By the way, did you see that Dick Van Dyke's
yes.
Jag exploded the other day?
Yes.
Wow. I wish my Jag was exploding.
Was it? No, it wasn't Terrell.
It's just one of those weird transpositions. When you hear who it is, you know it, but it doesn't match what
like
they're better
A.
known
Milne
for. Let's just put it that way.
A.A. Milne I was thinking of and Lewis Carroll.
This is the best clue I can give you. I think, possibly, that Daniel Craig would know who this author is.
Ian Fleming.
It's Ian Fleming yes. who wrote Chitty Chitty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Pretty crazy, huh?
Ian,
yeah.
Wow.
Have you seen
of James
the
Bond.
Movie Galore to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. There's a connection.
Oh, my. I'm not going to let you guys take that one away. I'm not letting you guys take that one away. Profs, once again, I'm submitting questions to your show. So far, I haven't been able to stump the panel, but I will never give up. As you may have heard,
trying forever.
The International Olympic Committee is considering eliminating a very major sport from the next Olympics.
Wrestling.
This is outrageous. To generate support for the ancient sport, I'm sending you 10 questions about wrestling.
Uh-oh.
Big time wrestling?
You shouldn't
Hulk
worry
Hogan,
about
brother.
The questions beyond your expertise. Many of the attached questions involve Greek mythology, literature, arts, or politics. However, please do not try too hard to answer. I need a new t-shirt. No one in Southern California is impressed by the UCLA t-shirt that I often wear around town. 10 attached, 70% passing, Alan Ira of Woodland Hills, California.
All right. Thanks, Alan, what shirt size?
Yes, we just need to know your shirt size. That's all we need to know.
Well, he's kind of right. I mean, it would be, given the Greek origins of the Olympics, eliminating wrestling, especially Greco-Roman wrestling, would be
cut it loose.
Particularly if we still allow synchronized swimming. Come on.
Yeah.
And rhythmic gymnastics.
Can
I just put this one out there? And even trampoline. After all of that, can we bring baseball back, maybe? That would be nice for Rio.
Particularly since so many countries play it.
Seriously. Yeah. And it's being hosted in a country where it's basically the second most popular sport. The Iliad describes two combatants wrestling against each other. Who are they?
Odysseus.
Odysseus is one of them. Partial credit.
Battling. Well, it's about the Trojan War, right? So Hector, Priam.
No.
Who's he battling?
It says here it's Aias, A-I-A-S, wrestled with Odysseus. It's pretty interesting.
I got my whole story of that through watching Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Of course.
I've only read the Odyssey. I haven't read the Iliad.
I like the sirens.
Yeah, they
sirens.
Oh, sirens.
In the epic poem from Mesopotamia, the Epic of Gilgamesh, who did Gilgamesh wrestle with to establish his credibility as a leader?
Mythic creature, right?
Yes, it starts with the letter E. The only reason I know this is because it was featured in an episode of Star Trek. That's all we know anymore.
I know. That was one of
What do you
Paul
mean?
That's the
Paul Winfield. Oh, my gosh. How do you remember? Paul Winfield.
Yeah, Paul
Winfield. How do you remember the actor
who was... Because
that's
one of the best Star Trek pictures.
Well, what was his name?
Erebus. His name was Gilgamesh. Who was Gilgamesh?
He was
telling the story of Gilgamesh
to him and... In Paramore.
Oh. The name of the combatant was Enkidu, was his name.
Oh,
Enkidu.
Okay.
We remember Star Trek well.
No. 0.5 for two.
Stop remembering TV and get back to work.
Beth got part of that one. Come on.
All right. 0.5.
Name the American novelist and Academy Award-winning screenwriter who often included amateur wrestling in his novels. Not exactly sure how to give you a clue for this one. Shares the same last name with a very, very famous colonial time American writer. If I say Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, Ichabod Hartcrane? Is that?
No.
Who's the writer?
Oh, Washington Irving.
Irving. So same
John
last
Irving?
Name.
John Irving?
John Irving. Put a lot of wrestling in his novels.
Cider House Rules guy.
Yep,
not
that's
a big
right.
fan of him.
That's right. True or false? Wrestling was the first sport of the ancient Greek Olympics. A consensus from the panel is required to answer this question. Oh my gosh.
I would say thumbs actually marathon down. Running probably was
I would say down.
Chariot racing or no, but wrestling?
Marathon.
No,
wrestling was
probably,
big.
Say,
I'm going to vote no.
Probably
I'm going to say some kind of running.
Say marathon. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to need your final answer.
I'd say no.
I'd say we're no.
Yes. No.
Oh, Diane says yes.
I think it might have been wrestling, but...
She's sitting close.
I'm not going to make you wait. Wrestling was the first non-foot race event of the ancient Greek Olympics, so you got it correct in my book.
There,
but
actually.
Now we got to say goodbye, Diane.
Well, goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Roy.
I'm going to run right out of here.
Jim.
See you later.
Dan.
Wrestle on.
Jason.
Thanks for the great questions.
Beth.
Keep wrestling in the Olympics.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu. Or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, ask the professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the fabulously renovated Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Thank you.